The Crown of Rejoicing, the Fruition of My Work, December 7th. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For ye are our glory and joy. There is a future joy to which Paul looked forward as the recompense of his labors, the same joy for the sake of which Christ endured the cross and despised the shame, the joy of seeing the fruition of His work. What is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? He wrote to the Thessalonian converts. Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For ye are our glory and joy. Who can measure the results to the world of Paul's life work? Of all those beneficent influences that alleviate suffering, that comfort sorrow, that restrain evil, that uplift life from the selfish and the sensual, and glorify it with the hope of immortality, how much is due to the labors of Paul and his fellow workers, as with the gospel of the Son of God they made their unnoticed journey from Asia to the shores of Europe? What is it worth to any life to have been God's instrument in setting in motion such influences of blessing? What will it be worth in eternity to witness the results of such a life work?